This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Profit Matters is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. The Iowa Soybean Association is driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Liver flukes in cattle are becoming a worsening problem. We'll have more right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Previously, an issue only cattle producers in the wet regions of the Gulf and Pacific Coast had to deal with, liver flukes have become a worsening problem for beef herds across the country. Dr. Jody Wade, professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, provided some tips to protect your herd from these costly parasites.
Well, the biggest problem with liver flukes and comparing them to other parasites is a lot of our conventional dewormers that we use on a daily basis is not effective against the flukes. So if we've got flukes in that particular operation, then we have to kind of change our protocols on what we're going to deworm those animals with to try to make sure that we get those flukes before they can cause any damage.
Despite the liver flukes' dependence on a wet environment, Wade says producers still have to worry about them during droughts.
There was a lot of confusion on that a few years back, and what we have found out over the years is that the flukes are kind of like cattle. They migrate to water, so if we've got any water sources around there like ponds or anything else, even in drought areas, the flukes and the snails, which is the intermediate host, will stage themselves around those wet areas so they can survive, and they're pretty good at it.
Infected cattle rarely show obvious signs, but an infestation can cause reduced conception rates, lowered feed efficiency, and slowed growth rates.
We've started doing some fluke monitoring across the country, and the parasitologists have a test now that's called the Fluke Finder. And what we do is we submit some fecals on certain cattle and try to see if we have any of those fluke eggs there. The trouble is they hang out most of the time in the gallbladder, and it's not emptying all the time. So if that gallbladder is not emptying at the time we take our samples, then it's kind of hard to find those eggs. But if that gallbladder is emptying at the time, then usually we can find fluke eggs in that sample.
Wade also explained how producers can treat liver flukes effectively.
Well, about the only way we can treat them right now is with some of these combination products that has Corsalon in the product with it. An example would be something like an Ivermectin Plus product. And what that is basically a macrocyclic lactone with Corsalon, which is effective against certain stages of the fluke. The problem is the Corsalon will only get the adult stages of that fluke. So we don't have anything out there that's really, really good against the immature stages, the juvenile stages, and juvenile stages can cause quite a bit of damage as well. So we have to stay on top of it pretty good with management to make sure that we can try to manage our way through some of those juvenile stages. And if we find flukes there, then we can hit them with the Corsalon products to try to knock those adult stages out.
Wade added it's important to discuss your strategic deworming program with your herd veterinarian. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. You can find those on your favorite podcasting service at Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, and Podbean. For Profit Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.